Lycans, we're all here with you. All-star break, 97 games into the season, 47-50, 4.5 out of the wild card. It's not over, but it's getting tougher. According to Baseball Reference, 6.9% chance to make the playoffs.
Oh, nice.
So you're saying there's a chance.
All right.
But again, we'll see what happens in the second half. Good time to digress, rest, clear the slate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Go spend time with your family. If you're going to the All-Star game, just relax and have fun. Let's see what we got. Bobby, Bubich,
Estevez,
Garcia.
Yep.
Am I missing one?
No, that's it. Like, Q was never promoted to the All-Star staff, we heard, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, which I think is kind of shoddy by Aaron Boone. But, hey, that's just me saying that because, I mean, Mac Quattrero had a 30-game improvement from a year ago and you know, was in the postseason last year, won a playoff series. I do think he should probably be on the bench for the All-Star game. But I've not heard that Mac Quattrero was chosen as a coach for the All-Star game, which I believe is a very shoddy thing by Aaron Boone. You should have the playoff coaches involved in this thing, man.
Yeah, but Joe Torre will be there.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But according to MLB, they went on a huge, huge Twitter storm this weekend when they were just obviously at the break, and they have every team's all-time lineup, maybe not in the order of hitting, but like the actual like best Royals all-time lineup, but it's the field. And this all-time lineup is anchored and coached by Ned Yost, mm-hmm. all-time winning manager. Makes sense, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
We'll go in position order numbers. So Brett Saberhagen, the pitcher, I disagree.
Yeah, I think the starting pitcher with Brett Saberhagen, I think it's debatable. Mm-hmm. I think you could obviously make a case for Zach Greinke to be in this one. I think you could make a case, you know, for Dennis Leonard to be in there. Kevin Apier, you could. But Brett Saberhagen, I mean, Cy Young Awards and, you know, Rookie of the Years and World Series and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. would have been interesting to see if we got a full career out of Yo, where we kind of put him on that list. And whatnot, but I think there's some conversation to be had for starting pitching. But I probably would have put Greinke on that list before I put Saberhagen, and that could be recency bias. But I feel like Zach Greinke, you know, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame and wear a Royals cap in the Hall of Fame,
right? Also, a Cy Young winner in 2009, one of the best pitching performances of a year I've ever seen in my entire life. Catcher, obvious, Sal.
Yeah, there's no debating on that one, right?
First base is Haas.
Yeah, you could put, you know, John Mabry in there. You could debate Mike Sweeney in there. But, you know, Eric Hosmer, Mad Dash Home, World Series champion, probably gets the kind of the nod on that one, right?
Yep. You move over to second base.
Mm-hmm.
They have Frank White.
Yeah, I'm going to recall that one. I'm going to put Ben Zobrist in there because the Royals win the World Series in 85 without Frank White. They don't win the World Series in 2015 without Ben Zobrist.
I'm going to put Omar Infante there.
I like that. That's a good one.
Because I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No chance. No chance I'm keeping that guy at second base.
No, not a chance. I'm recalling that one like it's nobody's business. And yeah, Carlos Fabelis could be on that list for you if you wanted to.
I put Mark Grzelcyk.
Grzelcyk could be
on
there.
The Italian Stallion there.
The way that Jonathan India is playing second base right now, throw his name on there.
I'm shocked Max Dad didn't make third base, but when there's a guy named George Brett that gets drafted in 1971 and goes on to do things he did, really no discussion.
No debate.
Yeah, more of a lock there when you saw the all-time list. George at third or Sal at catcher?
George at third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shortstop is Bobby.
Yep.
No argument there.
Nah.
Your outfield gets a little fun.
Yeah, fun.
7-8-9 in that order. Left field, Alex Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Center field, Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, you can make a case for Willie Wilson to be in that spot. Beltran, to me, is still the smoothest athlete I've ever seen play the game. He was just, he would glide, man. That guy was awesome. So I'm not going to, you know, really argue that, but Lorenzo Cain could make that list as well. He was great.
And then you've got Willie Wilson out there as well.
Yeah, and they moved him over to right field.
I would have Locane in there, and I would have, gosh, I know it's like young of me to think that Willie Wilson should go out, because I mean Willie Wilson walks, so Lorenzo Cain could run in that center field. But man, Beltran, so good,
so good. Alex Gordon is the best left fielder I've ever seen play the game.
Mm-hmm.
For all, not just the Royals. So he's on the list in left field. The center field one, I mean, we've had some good center fielders from Willie to Beltran to Damon to, you know, Lorenzo Cain, and then Dye was in right field. You could put him in right field. Like, are we doing the three best outfielders in Royals history, or are we doing it by position? Because it looks like you're doing three best.
And you're just not going to take Gordo out of left because of the goal that he shows.
Right.
Your DH was Hal McCray. Mm-hmm. This is my younger bias. That's where I'd put Sweeney in.
Okay.
I know Hal McCray is like a Royal stud, always been great, always been one of those guys, and he's a Royal legend.
Yeah, phenomenal DH.
But man, dude, Sweeney dog, I mean, the injury is obviously piled up, but I think I'd have Sweeney as my DH.
Yeah, you could put that in there, you know, and make that case if you wanted to. I mean, Kendrys Morales was a pretty big, important bat as well, very limited time. Mm-hmm. Hal was like that first DH, and everybody compared DHs to Hal moving forward in baseball for a number of years, and like that guy could hit too, so I'd put him up. Then they got Quiz as their closer.
I'd have Wade.
Yeah, a lot of people would, yeah.
And I know Quiz was the fan favorite, still is. A lot of people always remember the smile, the throw, the quirkiness, how he was such a guy that I think, damn, dude, I feel like this team could use a Quisenberry. I know that Vinny's kind of that guy, getting Jack to say the sweat in the bathtub and trying to have fun.
Having fun, yeah.
But, like, Quiz was that guy that would just, you know, turn around. He's got two pieces of bubble gum blown up and bubbles put on his eyeball with cups on his ears. Just acting a fool, which just kind of let people be loose around him. So I get the Quiz thing. But, man, I'd have Wade there just because of what Wade, or even Holland. A big-time closer there as well. Relief bullpen guy as well, but... Yeah, I just think recency bias puts me with Sweeney at a DH. And I think the only place I disagree is probably one position outfield, relief pitching, DH, and starting pitching.
Yeah.
And I think we were pretty similar on our replacements there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the relief pitcher, there's been a couple of good ones. Quiz was, you know, I mean, he was unbelievable back in the day and could, you know, get anybody out with that sidearm, that submarine, you know, movement that he had there that was kind of different, you know, back. You don't see a lot of the submarine pitchers anymore. Saves, I mean, you know, just dominated from the time he set foot on the field. And then the outfield. I mean, there's been a lot of good outfielders that have come along here in Kansas City when it comes to the honorable mention side of things.
And then a lot of people were frustrated over the weekend seeing this list, the Kansas City people saying absolutely shocked there's no Bo Jackson. That was the biggest name. And, of course, the text line is now flooded, too. It's like, where's Bo? Where's
but what, Bo? Where's what did Bo do that deserves to be on this list? Bo was more of a figment of the imagination than he was a great player.
Because the way that you could do it is you could have you could say that Bo was about as impactful in here as long as Wade Davis.
Wade Davis also won a World Series.
I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that. But, yeah, I think that's just – because, like, for me, my dad always told me about the other side of Bo. Like, he's like, oh, he did all these wonderful things. He's like, but he, like Mike Greenberg in the documentary, you don't know Bo.
Yeah.
Or Bo knows, you know, whatever. Bo knows. My dad was like, see, been telling you that for years. Because he's like, as much as he did and all the stories that happened at, like, a comet speed. Like, it happened in 3 years and then it was gone.
Gone. Which is the case for most athletes.
Was he more surprising to watch in football or baseball?
Probably baseball, because baseball's harder. I mean, you really have to.
He runs over the boss, and then he has, like, all the runs and then all that. Because he's, like, I'd almost say that it'd be football because he's most known for the video game. Like, Tecmo Bowl is like, you could be Bo Jackson. The hell I couldn't. Try to stop it.
Try to stop me, yeah. Right. No, I think it's harder to be a successful baseball player because you got to deal with a pitcher. You know, in football, you as a running back especially – you can kind of take things into your own hand, right? Yes, you're relying on your offensive line, but they give you a little bit of daylight. Then it's on you, right? It's on you to, if you want to run somebody over, however you want to deal with the situation, it's on you. I think it's easier to be great in football than it is to be great in baseball.
Maybe we can get to this a little bit later. Good Morning Football tweeted out a poll question. It said, excluding Patrick Mahomes.
We're back to that now, huh?
Which AFC West quarterback would you trust with the game on the line? Do you want to guess who the winner is in the clubhouse?
I mean, I would guess Bo Nix.
The names on the list, obviously, are Justin Herbert, Geno Smith, and Bo Nix. Yeah,
the answer should be none, but I would go with Bo Nix because, I mean, we've saw Justin Herbert in pressure situations. He crumbles like a ash.
Justin Herbert has 46.2% of the votes, 2,159 votes in. I voted for Geno Smith. He's got 13.8. Bo Nix, 40%.
That's closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
Bo Nix, I thought everybody would be loading up on clown show out in San Diego.
It's
there.
Today.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, he wears khakis and it's coach is smart, so he's going to win games.
Locked, caught, and ready to rock.
They started training. How's it going for them? Have we had any reports yet from the Chargers side of things?
if you want to roll your eyes, Bo really wasn't great at football or baseball at the pro level. His football stats are mediocre.